Well, if you went to sleep like a normal person on Tuesday night, guess what? You missed one of the strangest, weirdest, and probably least predictable, crazy games I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen a lot. This is Locked On MLB.
Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. So you can tell from my lower third right there, you can please call me Sully. This show is being dropped on the 25th day of May, 2022. Hey, it's the 45th anniversary of the release of Star Wars. Thanks so much for making us your first listeners. We're available on all your free podcasts and catchers. You can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal, Sully. You can see right there, there it is. My handle for Twitter is Sully Baseball, and for Instagram, it's Sully Baseball Podcast. We had a very weird, wild, fun night of baseball that actually just ended. It is, while I'm recording this right now, I was going to go to bed, and I saw that, yeah, I actually had kind of a podcast that I had already kind of planned out, and I'm probably going to hit some of the points that I was going to make, but I noticed at one point that the Giants were just clobbering the Mets. And at one point it was, it was 8-2 at one point. And it's like, all right, well, the Giants have that one in hand. And I was getting ready to write some other stuff, and I was getting the pictures ready, and I was putting up my notes. And then I saw, interesting. The Mets chipped back a little bit in the seventh inning. And that's interesting. And in the seventh inning, it was Francisco Lindor hit a home run. Suddenly, the 8-2 game became an 8-4 game. But come on, it's the eighth inning. Then Dominic Smith got a single, and Marte got a single. And next thing you know, three runners were on base, and that fellow Francisco Lindor came up again. And what did he do? He had a drive down the left field line that gobbled up the Giants left fielder. And next thing you know, it was a bases-clearing triple. And the Mets had a 10-8 lead in the eighth inning. And Pete Alonso, who I think has 200 RBIs so far this year, hit a sacrifice fly. Suddenly it was 11-8. I think, oh, my God. The Mets, good for the Mets. I mean, look, obviously I have an incredibly, incredibly large part of my heart belongs to the San Francisco Giants because they're my father's team. But, you know, I mean, you can't. The Mets have been playing in an unreal clip. And then Jock Peterson came up. Now, Jock Peterson, Palo Alto's own, who was a World Series champion in 2020, a World Series champion in 2021, 2020 with the Dodgers, 2021 with the Braves. If he's with the Giants this year and then win the World Series this year, he'll become the first player in the history of baseball to be in the World Series champion team for three different teams in three consecutive years. Well, he hit his third home run of the game. Barry Bonds never hit three home runs at AT&T, Oracle Park, whatever the hell it's called now. Jock Peterson did. Kevin Elster did in the first ever game played back when it was called Pac Bell. But Jock Peterson also became the first player in Giants history since Willie Mays, you remember him, to hit three multi-run home runs in the same game for the Giants. Safe to say he had a decent day. Next thing you know, the game was tied going into the ninth. So what happens in the ninth? It's a leadoff triple followed by a Brandon Nimmo sacrifice fly. Next thing you know, the Mets have the lead. This is what's going on. And at this point, it's about 10:15 at night here. I'm in the luxurious Locked On MLB podcast studios in Pasadena, California, overlooking the historic Rose Bowl. And it was getting late for me. I got to get up. I got to go to school. I teach. Your pal Sully sadly doesn't make all of his money here. But I got to see how this ends. So the Mets have the lead. And so the storyline comes back to, okay, they came back and they came back. And then all of a sudden, the Mets pulled a double play. But then Yastrzemski gets on and Peterson comes up again. Now, if he hits his fourth home run, then not only will he join the elite group of four home run hitters, but Jock Peterson would probably and arguably have the single greatest offensive night in the history of baseball. If you hit four home runs, including a game-tying one and a walk-off home run, in one game against a team like the Mets, who are a first-place team, then that would you would have to put that amongst the greatest offensive performances in the history of baseball, at least for a regular season game. It's May, folks. It's fun time. What did Peterson do? Did he homer? No, but he got another game-tying hit. I haven't figured out who owned baseball yet. I have a feeling Jock Peterson's in the lead. Yastrzemski scored. And then Brandon Crawford. Remember him? He's still cashing a check with the Giants. He got a single. One of the last players from my dad's favorite teams of all time. Got a single. Scored Jock Peterson. And with that, the Giants won 13-12. A surreal game. A weird game, a game that just went back and forth and sort of defied all explanation, all logic. And I have to say, I'm thrilled that the Giants won. I know my dad is happy about that where he is. But I'm also thrilled that it took place and finished in 9 innings. It was 13-12 as a 9-inning game. And we didn't have to have ghost runner on second and have anything like that. I mean, look at up and down the box score. LaStella went 2-for-6. Yastrzemski got on base 5 times. Peterson went 4-for-6 with 8 runs batted in. That's a good night. You're not supposed to look at runs batted in. I just did. Come on. Come at me. Crawford got the game-winning hit. 2 hits on there. 2 hits for Estrada. 3 hits for Gonzalez. Webb actually pitched okay as a starting pitcher. He let up 2 runs in 5 innings. He said, let's bring in the bullpen. Garcia pitched well. Leon was awful. Rogers damaged his ERA by allowing 7 earned runs in 1/3 of an inning. And in terms of the Mets, Bassett was a fantastic pitcher so far, but he allowed 8 earned runs in less than 5 innings. And Smith let up 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Nogasek, is that how you pronounce his name? He pitched 2 2/3 shutout innings out of the bullpen and basically saved the game and allowed the Mets to come back. I don't know how the season's going to unfold. I think the Mets are going to be contenders, and we see them, and we get to one of their chief contenders, competitors in their division a little bit later in the podcast. Undoubtedly, they're going to be contenders. Undoubtedly, San Francisco is going to be a contender. Are the Giants going to be a 100-win team like they were last year? Probably not, but they're not going to fall that far. They're going to be a very good team. And you can't help but wonder if a game or two at the end of the year is going to either put the Giants in a more favorable position. A loss by the Mets may put them in a position where they don't get one of the two buys, or if they have a bad ending of the season like they did last year where every win counts. 13-12. Two teams that would not give up. And I just was so drawn into this game. And it was everything that you want baseball to be. Today was a rough day. And this is not the forum to get into why. We all know what happened. A lot of people's hearts were really, really hurting yesterday. And Baseball can provide an escape. Baseball can provide a respite. And the beauty of it is that it's on every day. And you can have a Tuesday night. We don't have to wait for Sunday. You can have a Tuesday day slate of games like we had today. And you know what? This was not the only thriller. This was just the one that was surreal and provided at least a respite for a moment. And good Lord, if you're a Met fan, I mean, you must be thinking, a game like this, to me, demonstrates that it's better to be blown out than to lose 13-12. If you lose 1-0 in a pitcher's duel, you tip your hat. The pitcher was on fire. Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. You know, the Mets were down, what, 8-2. If that was the final score, I don't think there's a Met fan in the world who would have said, well, you know what, we just didn't have it tonight. When you lose like that, as my mom said, this final score would have been a lot to not enough. If you lose big and your pitching stinks and you couldn't get a hit, yeah, you just shrug. You say, do you want, it's 162 games. We're going to lose some games. We lost that one. When you lose a game 13-12, that sticks with you. Because you went into a pitcher's ballpark against a very good baseball team, and you put 12 runs on the board, and that wasn't enough. This is what I love about regular season baseball. And chances are, when we're talking about the games down the stretch, and we're talking about the games at the end of the year, this game may not come up. Because there'll be other games and pressure cookers as late in the season. Don't forget this. This was banana boat time. And I love banana boat time when it comes to regular season baseball. So Giants and Mets, thanks so much for ending today with, well, something really, really fun. Hey, thanks so much for making Locked On MLB your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast with recaps of Major League Baseball game analysis from our local experts, taking fans through the season like no other network, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, let's just take a quick little bounce around the league because there were some really, really wild and interesting games. The Yankees, who have been on a losing streak since that thing happened, I have to call it that thing. I thought I was pretty innocuous in talking about it the other day, and someone wrote like 500 words at me on Instagram, offended that I said that these are racially sensitive times or something. I don't know. I couldn't make heads or tails. I hope you're listening. I hope you're enjoying this show better, Mr. Manifesto, and I hope there's enough blankets in your cabin. The Yankees and the Orioles had a crazy game where the Orioles scored 4 runs in the 7th inning. Austin Hayes homered. Rougned Odor, former Yankee homer, gave the Orioles a 5-3 lead. Gleyber Torres, who's finding his bat, hit a home run, and the Yankees wound up tying it. It wound up going into the 11th inning, and the Orioles took the lead, and it looked like the Yankees' losing streak was going to continue. But Connor Falefa tied the game, and Jose Trevino, who had a terrific game, Trevino got on base 4 times, homered, and drove in 3, and got the walk-off hit for the Yankees. So the Yankees turned things around and got the 7-6 victory right there. Other games, Pablo Lopez had a rare bad game, or tough to call it a bad. He was not on his game. And Kevin Kiermaier hit an inside-the-park home run in the first inning that set the tone for the Rays' 4-0 victory in the All-Florida Series. The Dodgers still look really great. Trey Turner homered. Mookie Betts hit 2 home runs. On any other night, he would have owned baseball, but this was Jock Peterson night. And it was Walker Buehler. Got the win. Wasn't Buehler's best game. He let up a bunch of runs in the first, but the Dodgers held on to a 9-4 victory. A couple other interesting games. Sonny Gray pitched terrific 7 shutout innings. The Minnesota Twins continue their run at the top of the standings in the American League Central. And it was helped by the fact that the Houston Astros scored a bunch early, defeated Plesac. Jose Ramirez had another great game, but this was Framber Valdez's night. He struck out 12 in his victory as the Houston Astros defeated the Cleveland Guardians 7-3, giving the Twins a little more room. And the White Sox also lost. They got absolutely trounced by the Red Sox. Kiki Hernandez led off the game with a home run, and that's a very good sign for the Boston Red Sox. If Kiki Hernandez starts to get on base and starts to get his bat going at the top of the lineup, the Red Sox bats have been, how do I say this, really, really good recently. And Trevor Story homered again. Red Sox won big time, 6-3. Pivetta pitched well. But Vasquez and J.D. Martinez and Trevor Story, Rafael Devers homer. It was just a wild, crazy night for the Red Sox. The Diamondbacks held on to an 8-6 victory against the Royals. Varsho got another home run. Luplo hit a three-run home run. The A's and the Mariners had a wild back-and-forth game. Maybe not quite as crazy as the game that took place between the Mets and the Giants, but Elvis Andrus had a big game, including a home run in the sixth, an RBI single in the seventh, and the A's came back to win that game 7-5. And what could be a playoff preview, the Brewers and Burns scored three runs in the sixth inning, helped defeat Nate Snell and company. The big performer there was Brusso, who went 2-for-3 with a home run. And one last one, Toronto. I'm sure there's a couple other ones. I'm bouncing around here. Toronto absolutely clobbered the St. Louis Cardinals. Gausman pitched very well, and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. hit a home run. The final of that was 8-1. And hey, don't hang up on the Angels. They're still playing well. Noah Syndergaard, remember him? He pitched 8 innings. Why can't the Mets find pitchers like Noah Syndergaard? He pitched 8 strong innings, allowed just 1 run and 4 hits. And with the help of Walsh's home run, the Angels won that game by a score of 5-3. And, you know, just bounce around the league, telling you what I see. Now, some of you may just note something. Hey, I forgot to mention one game. Ah, that's a game that seemed to get the ire of Philadelphia fans everywhere, because the Phillies had another wild, crazy game. This one against Atlanta. This time, the Phillies lost it. And they didn't just lose the game, but it appears that Phillies fans are losing it too. And they are calling for Joe Girardi's head, or at least his job. And if they get their way, Joe Girardi's going to have to look for a job. And if you're a small business owner who wants to hire someone like Joe Girardi, may I recommend LinkedIn Jobs? That's here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 110 million people. Then add your job, add the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so you can network, find the right people, including Joe Girardi. Simple tools like screening questions, have you ever been the manager of the Phillies, make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. That's why small businesses rank LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidate you want to talk to faster. Do you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/LockedOnMLB. That's LinkedIn.com/LockedOnMLB to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. Do you want to see something terrifying in terms of angry fans? Go search on Twitter for Joe Girardi, and you are going to see a lot of Joe Girardi hatred. The Girardi has always been an interesting cat as a manager, even when he managed the Yankees. He was a very skilled manager. Obviously, they won a World Series under his watch. He won Manager of the Year when he was the manager of the Marlins for that one season. They had a budget slightly higher than Locked On MLB. And they also did a very good managing job in a lot of those years for the Yankees where they were rebuilding and got them to the Game 7 of the ALCS against the Houston Astros and defeated a much better Cleveland Indians team. Joe Girardi is a good manager. I want to just preface that. I'm not a big Joe Girardi hater. I thought the Mets should have hired Joe Girardi. I didn't think the Yankees should have let go of Joe Girardi. And when Joe Girardi was hired by the Philadelphia Phillies, I applauded it. I thought that's a wonderful signing. Now, even when he was managing very, very well, thank you very much, with the New York Yankees, he was always a little bit strange in game. And he's not the first manager to be strange in game. Lord knows Dusty Baker's been strange in game. Joe Torre has been bizarre in games. Even Terry Francona with the Red Sox done lots of head-scratching moves. You find any quality manager, you can pick apart some of the stuff that they've done. But man, oh man, when you look at the fact that this is a game today where the Phillies and the Braves are playing, right now the Phillies and Braves have, as of this recording, identical records. And both of the records are sub 500. This was a crazy game that was back and forth, included a Bryce Harper two-run home run off of Kenley Jansen with one out in the top of the ninth. They gave the Phillies the lead. And then the Braves rallied back. And then, you know, William Contreras got the walk-off hit. But there was a strange handling of the bullpen. There was absolutely the way that Girardi handled the bullpen from the night before, where he was using some of his top pitchers in non-save situations or non-high leverage situations, so they weren't available tonight. He let Nelson come in. He didn't have his best relievers available right now, and lo and behold, his subpar relievers came in and blew the game. And if you talk to Philly fans, they're quick to tell you that, yeah, this is kind of sort of par for the course. And a wonderful couple of years by Bryce Harper are going into the cesspool. And we're getting a sense that, by the way, this is Girardi's third year. Now, yes, the first year was the truncated COVID season. Last year, he got him to 82-80, which is the first time the Phillies had a winning record since Ryan Howard fell in a heap. But now they're again, I mean, they're three games under 500 as we are quickly approaching the one-third mark of the season. And they still are trying to find their way. And Girardi's managerial decisions are just banana boat time. He's not having his best relievers available when he needs them. He's using them in situations where they're not needed. He's not pushing the right buttons. And it's clear that at least this game was one that got away because of odd managerial decisions. I've been screaming this from the top of my lungs for a couple of years now, that the lieutenants of Bruce Bochy are out there. Specifically, Roberto Kelly, who's managing a team, I believe it's in Mexico, and Hensley Mullins is in the Mets organization. You have all these people who were coaches in the most successful run of any National League team in recent years. Say, you know, the Dodgers have won more division titles, but the Giants have won more championships. And some of Bruce Bochy's lieutenants have been available to be hired as a manager. Now, I, for one, don't want to fire Joe Girardi, again, because I think he has shown he's a good manager. But if it's not working in Philadelphia, they put in a lot of money. They spent a lot of dough to have this team contend, not to have won 82-80 season and then call it a day. They have to turn things around pretty quickly. Sample size is there, and Girardi might not be the right fit for Philadelphia. He's a very good manager in terms of the success rate that he's had. But if he's going to not handle the bullpen well and let games like this slip away, all right, it may not be as agonizing as a 13-12 loss that the Mets went through. But they lost 13-12, and the Phillies couldn't take advantage of it, despite the heroics of Bryce Harper. What I'm saying is, Joe Girardi, turn things around, like now. Urgent times have come about. Now, I just want to bring this one last thing up. My son, Aiden, who I love with all my heart, got me this. Here, let me see. This book is called On This Day in Baseball History. He got this for my birthday. It was my 50th birthday a couple weeks ago. And in it, you can see, if you're watching the video feed, each day has a little blurb of things that happened. Well, it's the 25th day of May, 2022. As I noted, it's the anniversary of the release of Star Wars. Today was the day that the Mariners acquired Randy Johnson in the Mark Langston trade from the Montreal Expos. Remember when that trade happened? It looked like it was a steal for the Expos, who got an ace pitcher and had eyes on winning a division title that year. And for a chunk of the year, the Expos were in first place and looked like a brilliant trade for Montreal. Cost him Randy Johnson. But the big thing that happened was on this day, and I'll just say this, in 1935, showing one last glimpse of his past glory, Babe Ruth of the Boston Braves went 4-for-4 with 3 home runs and 6 runs batted in an 11-7 loss to the Pirates. The 40-year-old's third home run, the 714th and final of his career, cleared the roof of Pittsburgh's Forbes Field. Those were the last 3 home runs he ever hit. Hit them all in one game. Set it for a 714. It would have been great if he ended his career right then and there, but he played for a couple of more days. His final at-bat was a ground out to second. And then he realized that one day in Pittsburgh, notwithstanding, he just didn't have it anymore. And his main reason for signing with Boston, because remember, the Yankees cut him. The Yankees just said, we're not offering you a contract. You're done. Bye. Babe Ruth released, DFA'd, essentially. They didn't use the term DFA'd, but that's what happened. And he was, in essence, a free agent. And he wanted to be a manager. But, he couldn't manage himself. A lot of people who were not very skilled at managing themselves became very good managers. Billy Martin, come to mind. Babe Ruth at least deserved a chance, for saving baseball to manage a team. And the Yankees said, we'll let you manage a minor league team. And he didn't want to do that. And the owner of the Braves gave him some vague promise, oh, maybe we'll let you be a manager. So he signed with the Braves. It was clear it wasn't going to work. It was also clear that he wasn't going to make it that year as the manager nor as a player. So after that, he retired. So sadly, it wasn't his final game because that would have been a fitting ending to his career. The movie The Babe, the dreadful movie The Babe with John Goodman, portrayed that was his final game, that he quit after hitting those 3 home runs. It's factually not true. But on this day, 1935, the great Bambino hit 3 home runs in a loss to be the exclamation point for his career. And, maybe there's something about Jock Peterson hitting 3 home runs in honor of that. So, hey, thanks to my buddy, my son, for getting me that for my birthday. I'm probably going to refer to that from time to time. And for everyone else, you went to bed last night. You got a good night's sleep. And what happened when you went to bed that night? Got a good night's sleep? You woke up. Look what you missed. That's why I'm staying up late tonight, to let you know what you missed. But what you're not going to miss is this podcast that I'm going to be doing every single day. And yes, even the fellow had some nasty things to say to me. Look it, I welcome you. You're not always going to agree with me. I don't always agree with me. But hopefully this can be a safe place where we can all talk and maybe have disagreements. Yeah, if you don't like what I have to say, let me know. Let me know. And I've stood corrected sometimes and stood my ground other times. But everyone's welcome here. Everybody. Yes, even you. So follow us at Lockdown MLB Pod. No, it's Lockdown MLB Pods. Easy for you to say. On Twitter and on Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. Let's give me my lower third again. Where is that again? There it is. I'm your buddy Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Talking about the wild game that happened while you were asleep and wondering about Joe Girardi and his job. This is Locked On MLB for the 25th day of May, 2022. Thank you, Babe Ruth, for those home runs. Thanks, George Lucas, for Star Wars. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.